Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Yud Beis, and we will begin at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amarov. Teaches us the Mishnah, Hamagdish Nechasov. If somebody was Magdish something he owns, as we already explained in the Gemara yesterday, and we'll see soon today, it's referring to a situation where a person was Magdish Ketoris. He had Ketoris in his possession, and he was Magdish it. He has an item which can be used for tzibur, the tzibur. He nosnul umdan b'scharon. They should be given as wages to people who work in the Beis HaMikdash. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's shita. Rabbi Akiva holds that something which is hegdish can be used to pay for wages, even though wages are a non-tangible item. Amalei Ben Azai tells Rabbi Akiva, Einohi Amida. What you're saying is not consistent what we learned yesterday. Because yesterday we had learned that when they had the Moisah HaKtairis, the extra amount of Ketairis that they had more than they needed for the year, that they needed to use for the next year, as we explained in the previous year, every year's needs had to be paid with that year's shkolim, so they had to come up with a way of being poida that ketoris, that leftover ketoris, that ultimately should be used and bought with this year's shkolim. So the Mishnah said, "Ela mafrish mem scharam umnim." We should set aside the amount we need to pay the workers, and then we should be paid the ketoris with the money, and then we should give the ketoris to the workers for their wages, and then we buy back the ketoris from the trumas halishka. Says Ben Azai, just like we learned in the previous Mishnah, and that's what should be done, so too in our Mishnah. So there are two approaches in the Mefarshim how to understand Rabbi Akiva. One pshat is that Rabbi Akiva indeed disagrees with the previous Mishnah, and according to him, anything could be used for wages, even though wages are being paid for a non-tangible item. Other Mefarshim explain that there's an inherent difference between the Ketoris we spoke about in the previous Mishnah and the Ketoris we're speaking about in this Mishnah. The Ketoris discussed in the previous Mishnah was Ketoris that was used and prepared, not used, if it was used it wouldn't be available anymore, but was prepared by the Tzibur for the Tzibur. In such a situation, Rabbi Akiva will agree that we have to go through this whole process in order to redeem it. Here we're talking about ketoris that a yochid, that an individual gave. Such ketoris, Rabbi Akiva says, can be used to pay wages. Now, the Mishnah discusses, when different items are made hegdish, what do we do with the different items? Because primarily, when something is made hegdish, it can be used either for bedek habayis, which is the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a fund to keep the various needs of the Beis HaMikdash, or it could be used for kabbonis. It's important to note, the midaraisa, if somebody has an animal that is fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, midaraisa, the thing it should be done with it, if you want to be magdashit, you should be magdashit strictly for the Mizbeach. And our Mishnah, when we will be discussing animals, and we'll be discussing situations that different Tanoim hold, that animals that were Magdish don't go for the Mizbeach, but rather go to Bedek Habayis. Certainly the person that did it was Oivan Averi, transgressed an Avera. That's not the subject of our Mishnah. The issue is, under various circumstances, under various items, what do we assume the person meant when he was Magdishit? Says the Magdish. Says the Mishnah, Magdish Nechasav. If somebody is Magdish's possessions, V'ahayaben Behema Royal Gabim Mizbeach, and amongst them were items that could be brought on Mizbeach, Zachar and Venikavis, males and females, Rebbe Elazar shita is that stam hegdish lebedek abayis. Anything a person is magdish, he intends should go to bedek abayis. So zacharim, so the male animals, yemachu letzarch oilus, should be sold to people who have to bring a carbon oilah. A carbon oilah, as we learned, has to be brought from a zachar, from a male. So therefore the zacharim should be sold for people who need oilus, and mekavis, which cannot be used for carbon oilah. Yemachu letzarch ezech shlamim, should be sold to people who have to bring a carbon shlamim. But the mayim and the funds that were realized from these soils, Yiplum, Shar, Nechosov, should go together with the rest of the items that he was magdish. They should all go to Bedek Abayis, to the fund for the Bedek Abayis. Rav Shua disagrees. Rav Shua Omer, Zecharim Atzmam Yikruv Oilus. Rav Shua holds that when a person is magdish an animal, he is supposed to be, any animal he intends should go on the Mizbeach. But Rabbi Shua actually takes that even a step further. He holds not only does the animal have to go on the Mizbeach, he says the animal should go as a carbon oiler. So therefore, Zecharim Atzmam, the male animals which can be used as a carbon oiler, Yikruv Oilus, should be brought as a carbon oiler. The Nekevos, which cannot be used as a carbon oiler, Yimachru Letzarche Zivche Shlamim, should be sold to somebody who has to bring a carbon shlamim, for yavi b'demayim oilus, and the money earned from that sale should be used to bring a carbon oiler. Because a person wants to bring with animals a carbon, says Rabbi Shua, not only does he want to bring an animal, he wants to bring a carbon oiler strictly. And in fact, the Mefarshim point out an interesting point. The halacha normally is that a carbon oiler is kul Hashem, it's completely burnt Hashem on the Mizbeach, but the oiros, the hides, are given to the Kohanim. Some Mefarshim say that in this situation, the carbon oiler hide will not go to the Kohanim, but even the carbon oiler hide will go l'shamayim, because the person wants his behemoth to go kula l'shamayim. V'shan nechasim, but Rabbi Shua agrees that the rest of what he was magdish, yiplu l'bedek abayis, should go to the bedek abayis. Om Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva says, Roya niestir Rabbi Lezer medir Rabbi Shua. I think Rabbi Lezer is correct. Rabbi Lezer hishvaz medoysov. Rabbi Lezer is consistent. He says everything he was magdish goes l'bedek abayis. Rabbi Shua chilek. Rabbi Shua makes distinctions. This goes to the Mizbeach, this goes to bedek abayis. Rabbi Lezer is a lot simpler and more consistent. Om Rabbi Pius. Rabbi Pius says, Shemati es divrei shneim. Both shitas are correct. Hamagdish beferish, if somebody was magdish explicitly, kedivrei Rabbi Lezer. So the carbon aid explains, what does hamagdish beferish mean? That the person said, behema v'nechosai lahagdish. He both spoke about his behema and his nechosim. And he said lahegdish. So if the person went to such a great degree of detail that he's speaking both about the behema and the nechosim, and it didn't differentiate and said the behema should go to the mizbeach, the nechosim should go to the bedek abayis, he just said one statement, behema v'nechosai lahegdish, it must be that he means that everything should be going lahegdish to bedek abayis. On the other hand, v'magdish tam, if person just said the word hegdish, I agree, says Rabbi Pius, with Rabbi Yeshua, Kediver Rabbi Yeshua, that everything falls to where it should go. An animal should go to the Mizbeach, and Shar Nechosim should go to Bedek Abayis. HaMagdish Nechosov teaches us the Mishnah. If somebody was Magdish his possessions, for Hayibahen, Dvorm, Ruin, Gabim, Mizbeach, and he has in them items that should go to the Mizbeach, Yenus, v'shmonim, v'oifus, wine, oil, birds, Rabbi Lezer Omer, yimachru tzarcha osamim. They should be sold for whatever that item could be used. V'yava, demeim, oilus, and the proceeds should go to buy carbon oilus. B'shan Nechasim, and the rest of the possessions, Yiplu by the Kabayis. So the Machlokes and the Mefarshim, how to understand this part of the Mishnah. Here we have Rabbi Elazar, who we learned earlier in the Mishnah, and we'll discuss more in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, holds Tam Hegdish Lebed HaKabayis. Though a person is Magdish, he's Magdish everything to Bed HaKabayis. Yet here, all of a sudden, Rabbi Elazar is saying, Yena Shman of Oifus, wine, flour, and birds, should be brought as a carbon. So some Rishonim, therefore, say that the Gers in the Mishnah should not be Rabbi Elazar, but rather should be Rabbi Elazar. Because Rabbi Elazar would certainly hold, as he said earlier in the Mishnah, that it should go Lebedek Habayis. However, the Rambam's Girsa is that it is Rabbi Elazar. But the question is, isn't Rabbi Elazar being contradictory here? Before he said that everything goes Lebedek Habayis, and now he doesn't hold that way. So Mefarshim explain it, that the Rambam, who says that this is going according to Rabbi Elazar, will say there's a difference between animals, which we've explained have the concept of pedia that could be redeemed, and therefore Rabbi Elazar says that he meant it should go to Bet HaKabayis and be redeemed, whereas by Yain Shman and Vesaltis there is no concept of pedia, and that's why he agrees that he meant that they should go to the Mizbeach. So we learned the first part of the Mishnah, Hamagdish, if somebody is Magdish Nechosov, V'hoyed V'hem Dvarim Ruin L'Kabonis Tzibur, how they should be taken care of. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, so Rabbi Yochanan explained that what is the Mishnah referring to? The Mishnah is referring to Ketoris. As we explained in the previous year, for Rabbi Yochanan holds, Ketoris does not have to be made in a Klisharis, and since it doesn't have to be made in Klisharis, a person can make Ketoris at home. And that's what the Mishnah is discussing, that somebody made Ketoris at home and now brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the question is, how do we deal with it? Amar Rabbi Yishya says, we could explain that Ketoris has to be made in a Klisharis. But then the question is, if Ketoris has to be made in Klisharis, how does a private individual come to have Ketoris? Tifta, we will explain, as we explained in the previous year, B'umish Beis Aftinus, the people from the Beis Aftinus, who were the people who made the Ketoris, so not the B'schar Ketoris, that, as we learned under certain circumstances, receive Ketoris as their wages, and now that Ketoris that the people from Beis Aftinus received as wages, which was made B'Kedusha, with in the Klisharis, but they received it as their wages, now they decided to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where the Mishnah begins to discuss what should be done with that Ketoris. My Tamid Ben Azai, why does Ben Azai hold that if somebody donates Ketoris, no matter how it happened, you can't just use it to pay wages? Shehena Hegdish Mishchal al Malacha, could Ben Azai hold that we, as we explained in the Mishnah, that Hegdish, we can't use a Hegdish item to pay wages? El al Amos, you have it on a tangible item, and therefore we have to go through the process that Ben Azai described in the Mishnah. And actually, before we go to the next sugya, we have from here a very important concept that any Hegdish item that is being sold should be sold with the greatest amount of respect. And therefore the Paiskim say that even though the Mishnah Brura and all the Paiskim say that when somebody nowadays donates something to a shul, for example, somebody donates, we're not going to talk about the Sefer Torah, but let's say he donates the various ornaments around the Sefer Torah, the crown, etc. The person, says the Mishnah Brura, means to keep ownership of those items. Still, says the Mishnah Brura, still says the Ginnis Faradim and the other Paiskim, that if somebody is selling those items, which he actually retained ownership for, he should sell it in the most respectful manner, not take it to an auction, or not treat it with disrespect, because as we've been learning these sugyas, we see what great lengths the Chazal went to teach us how to sell something that's Hegdish, not just to sell it plain. Taman Tamnian, we learned in a Mishnah in Masechta Tamura, Yesh B'Kotche B'Dekabayis, Kotche B'Dekabayis have certain unique characteristics. One is shastam hekdesh al bedek abayis. If somebody is magdish something without specifying what he meant, we say he meant al bedek abayis. Furthermore, hekdesh bal bedek abayis chal al kol. Everything is subject to hekdesh bal bedek abayis. Umay alim begduleim. Somebody is over meila if he benefits from something that comes out from, grows from hekdesh. For example, a chicken had an egg, a cow had milk. If the Bedek HaBayis owns these items, there's me'ila on the growth of the chicken and the egg, the milk, the eggs. Vein bana nol kahanim have no benefit from something that's Bedek HaBayis. When a carbon is brought, depending on the carbon, the kahan gets certain share. Even by an oil, as we learned, the kohen gets the hide. By Bedek HaBayis, the kahanim have no share in it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chananya. So Rav Chananya tells us, who is the Tan of that Mishnah? The Rav Elazar he. It's going according to Rav Elazar. Because the Mishnah says, the Taninan, HaMagdish Nechasov, if somebody's Magdish Nechasov, V'hoi Ben Behem Ruel Gav Mizbeach, even though he has an animal that can be brought in the Mizbeach, Zecharim V'Nekevis, Rav Elazar Omer, Zecharim Rimach L'Tzarchi Oilus, the Zecharim should be sold to somebody who has to bring a carbon oil. The Nekeva should be sold, Yimachu L'Tzarchi Zevach Shlomim, somebody has to bring a carbon Shlomim. The Demeyim, and the proceeds, we learned in our Mishnah, Yiplu and Shar Nechosim L'Bedek HaBayis, should go to the Bedek HaBayis. So we see, Stam Hadeshis L'Bedek HaBayis, when somebody is managing something, he means it should go to the Bedek HaBayis, which is exactly what the Mishnah started with, the Mishnah we just quoted in Masechta Temura, Stam Hegdish L'Bedek HaBayis. Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Tamid Rabbi Elazar. What is the reasoning for Rabbi Elazar? Because the pasuk says, the ish is kiyagdish is based on kodesh l'Hashem. So the question is, v'ma'an kayamim. What is the pasuk referring to? In the base theory, if it's talking that a person was magdish his home, kfaksiv. There's already another pasuk that discusses that. Because the pasuk says, v'im ha'magdish yigal es beisai. Somebody is magdish his house and now wants to redeem it. El ki anan kayimen. What is this pasuk referring to? The magdish nechasov, somebody whose magdish is possessions. And what does it say? Kodesh l'Hashem. From here we see shestam magdish is about the kabayis. So we had the machloikis in our Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer, we just identified, holds stam hegdish about the kabayis. Rabbi Yeshua says no, animals should go to the mizbeach. Now comes the Gemara to explain and perhaps qualify the machlokes. Am Rav Zera, Rav Huna b'shem Rav, b'ma pligin. When is there machlokes of Elazar Yeshua? B'magdish nechosef. If somebody is magdish all of his possessions, so there we have a machlokes. Rav Elazar says stam hegdish l'bedek habayis. Everything goes to bedek habayis. Rav Yeshua says the animals go to the mizbeach. The rest goes to bedek habayis. Ava b'magdish edroi. If somebody is magdish just his flock, kula amu magdish l'mizbeach. Everybody is going to agree that it goes to the mizbeach. Rabbah Rav Huna b'shem Rav says b'ma pligin. When are they arguing? B'magdish edroi. When somebody only is magdish his flock. There, Rav Elazar says, even though he was only magdish his flock, stam hegdesh is l'bedek habayis, and it goes to the bedek habayis. Rabbi Yeshua holds that it goes to the mizbeach. Avav magdish nechasov, if somebody's magdish a whole variety of possessions, that in that variety are animals and other items, there says Rabbi Kola Amamayda, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree that everything goes to the Bedek HaBayis. Says the Gemara, Al dat Reb Zeira Nicha, we can understand Reb Zeira's position. However, the kasha of Rabbi, we have a question on Rabbi. Behema lav l'mizbeachi, doesn't the behema go to the mizbeach? So there's two ways to understand this question. One question is, one way of understanding is that according to Rabbi, Rabbi Lezer holds that even though the only thing the person is being magdish is animals, which generally go to the mizbeach, still it means it goes to the Bedek HaBayis. Why? If he was only magdish animals, shouldn't we say that those animals go to the mizbeach? So the question is on Rabbi Elazar, according to that approach, that's the way to tackle Charetin explains, and the Gemara answers according to that approach. Yes, normally a behemoth should go to the Mizbeach. But why? If the person meant that it should go to the Mizbeach, why didn't he say so? Because it must be, it's as if he said explicitly, I want it to go to the Bedek Abayis, even though it's an animal. Because if he meant that it should go to the Mizbeach, he should have said so. That's one way of explaining the Gemara's question on Rabbi and the answer. Another way of explaining the question and answer on Rabbi is that he's asking on Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua agrees that when the person is magdish all of his possessions, and in the possessions there are animals and non-animals, then everything goes to Bedek Abayis. Ask the Gemara, why? Why don't the animals go to the Mizbeach? Even though he was magdish the other Nechassim, the behemoth should go to the Mizbeach because they're able to go to the Mizbeach. According to Yeshua, we always try, ask the Gemara, to take the animals to the Mizbeach. So why, just because he was magdish the other Nechassim along with the animals, don't the animals go to the Mizbeach? And that answers the Gemara. Since the person didn't specify that the animals should go to the Mizbeach, and he was magdish other Nechassim that don't go to the Mizbeach, it must be what the person meant to say was that everything should go to Bedek Abayis, and that the person explicitly said that everything should go to the Bedek Abayis, that's where Rabbi Yeshua will agree it goes. But now we have a third shita in explaining the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shanya, it makes no difference who are magdish Nechasov, who magdish Edroy, it makes no difference if he's specifically being magdish only his flock, or he's being magdish all of his possessions, animal and non-animals together. He had machlokes, we always have the same machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Elazar says it goes to the Bedek Abayis, and Rabbi Yeshua says animal go to the Mizbeach, the rest goes to Bedek Abayis. It's interesting to note that this question of when somebody's magdish something, where does it go, could actually still be relevant Bizman Azeh, that we don't have not a Bedek Abayis nor a Mizbeach. Because the Pais can discuss what is the halacha if somebody says something should be Hegdish, which all the Pais can agree somebody should avoid saying, because it only could lead to complication, because Hegdish does mean Mizbeach or Bedek Abayis, which we unfortunately don't have. But what would be the halacha if somebody said something should be Hegdish? So the Rashba already says that nowadays when somebody says Hegdish, he certainly doesn't mean Bedek Abayis or Carbon, he means Tzedaka, because we don't have it. And that's the way the Ramah Paskins and the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this. The Tshuvas Devar Masharim from the Chabina Rav even discusses a situation where somebody made a pareiches for Aron Kodesh, and he wrote the words Kodesh Lashem on it. He says even though they wrote those words, they certainly don't mean that it should be Hegdish. It meant that it should be for the Aron Kodesh, it should be for the Shul. However, Dar Zerua disagrees, and Dar Zerua says if somebody uses the word Hegdish, it means Hegdish, and therefore Bizmanenu, if somebody uses that word, he says it should be brought to it, we have an issue. And what he says we should do is that we should have the person be shoyl on his nether, have his nether annulled, because since we don't have a base of Migdash, having such items around could only cause complication, because what do we do with them? In fact, there's a tshuva in the Chelkus Yaakov where there's a survivor of the Holocaust who had great belief in Mashiach and owned a business. And whenever he had a successful transaction, he would take some money and put it aside and say, I want this for the Beis HaMikdash. So there the Chelkus Yaakov says, the person certainly said and meant Beis HaMikdash, so there's no way we could say that he meant Tzedakah. But we have now this issue, what to do with this money. And the Chelkus Yaakov suggests that we should explain to the person that since we don't have the Beis HaMikdash now, and we don't know when it will be built. Although achakaloi b'chol yom shiyavai, what should be done is we should explain to the person to be shoyl in his nether. He should have his nether annulled and take those monies and use them for tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna b'shem Ravu b'shem Rav Yochanan, kach bedek abayis shabodim tamimim. If somebody has these bedek abayis animals that we identified, that animals would magdish for the bedek abayis, he redeems them, but he redeems them, they're unblemished. Yotzel chulam, they could go to chulam. Says the Gemara. But before we go into the Gemara, we have to quote a Mishnah that's both a Masechta Chulin and Masechta Bechiris. The Mishnayos teach us that if somebody is magdish an animal which is unblemished, he could be poided. But even if he's poided, that animal always retains, if it becomes Balmum, it has to become Balmum before he can be poided. But when he's poided, it retains a level of Kedusha to the degree we can't do avoid with it, we can't work with it, you can't shear its wool. The lord and the chelbon, the children and the chelav of them, the milk, all of them are kodesh. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, if when somebody was magdish an animal, and again, those Mishnayos are talking when you were magdish the animal of Mizbeach, the animal was already a balmum, it was already blemished when you were magdish it, and then you poid it, that animal can be used for anything. So the Gemara is saying now, before we learn the Gemara inside, that if an animal, that it was magdish for the Mizbeach, but since I was magdish, when I was magdish, it was a balmum, the halach is when I'm poided, I could do anything with it. Certainly an animal that was only magdish, l'tzorich b'edek habayis, it never was destined to go to the Mizbeach, when I'm poided, I could do anything with it. Says the Gemara, Masnisam Akein. The Mishnah Chayrus Chulin says, V'lodim V'chalben, the babies and the milk, Mutalacha B'joinim, may be used after we redeem these animals that were Balimum when we were Magdish them. Certainly, this animal that it was Magdish when it was only Lebed the Kabayis. Rav Chizda B'Shem Rav Chizda, disagrees. Tifter shepadim tamimim v'humimu. Only when can I use the animals that I was magdish lebed kabayis? Could they go completely at l'chulin if they are also balimum? So I have two circumstances. Number one, I was poided, and number two, the balimum. But if I was just poided, but the animals are not balimum, I would not be allowed to use them as chulin. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Chizda Masnisa Makein. He proves it from a Mishnah we quoted on Aleph. The Mishnah, when it spoke about Kot Shebed Kabayis, said, V'lodin v'chalban osu lachet b'joinim. Their offspring, the milk, are prohibited after they're redeemed. But the Mishnah says, this is not the case when, by Bed Kabayis. What's the distinction? The by Kot Shemizbeach, even after the Nifter, if since they weren't Balimum when they became Kadosh, we'll never be able to use the children. By Bedek Abayis, if the Balimum, they'll be Mutter. Rav Chizkiya, B'Shem Rav Yosef, on the other hand, holds, as we started this Gemara, what Rav Yochanan and Rav taught us, that it makes no difference if the animal that it was magdish lebedek habayis is blemished or is not blemished. Under all circumstances, the halacha will be that after I'm poided them, I'm allowed to use them for anything. Kach lebedek habayis, shepadim tamimim, kach lebedek habayis that I redeem when they're tamimim, yotzu l'chulin, they go l'chulin, even though they're not blemished. Because in tamer lo yotzu l'chulin, if you're going to tell me they don't go to chulin, hech kach shemizbeach, Chol HaKach Shebed HaKabayis. The halacha is like this. What do we say? That the animal was, I was magdish the animal of Bed HaKabayis. So it got that Kedusha of Bed HaKabayis. So if I say that the pigeon that the redemption is completely effective. So the redemption takes away the kedushas by the kabayis, and therefore the kedushas mizbeach could then take hold on this animal. But if I'm saying that until this animal that I was magdish letzorech by the kabayis becomes a balmum, it still retains a vestige of kedusha, gizav avoida, v'lodin v'chelban are all asr. So the kedushas by the kabayis is still on this animal. If the kedushas by the kabayis is still on this animal, so how could the kedushas mizbeach be chal on it, be effective on it? Answers the Gemara. Pali mumin, that we said, that an animal that bal mum, kochim is bayach, chalayim, that din is only midrabonim, lay the mila, regarding what was that said, legizav avoida. So again, the Gemara is being very brief in its words, but what the Gemara means to say is like this. Certainly midaraisa, by the kabayis animal, we could be poida. And the pigeon, the redemption is full-fledged redemption. It's no longer kachim by the kabayis, and that's why the kachim is beich could be chal on it. Midrabonon, the Rabbonon wanted that since the animal is not blemished, we shouldn't use it, legizav avoida, etc. That's why they said we should be machmer. But certainly with the raisa, the kedushas by the kabayis was removed, and that's why the kedushas is beich could be chal. Says the Gemara, Hifrish nekeva leiloso lepischo leshamay. If somebody designated an animal, a female, for carbon oil or carbon paste or carbon ashem, which all of these carbonas are supposed to come from zecharim. So now the question is this animal get a kedushas mizbeach? Because there are two levels of kedusha. There's kedushas damim, something that has monetary kedusha, and the kedushas mizbeach, something that has a higher level, kedushas haguf. These animals, since they cannot be used for the carbon that they were designated to be used for, because those carbonos have to come from males, and he designated a female animal. So the Gemara's question is that can that animal be used? Does that animal get a kedushas haguf? What will be the question relevant to? The halacha is that lo yomer. The Torah tells us we're not supposed to substitute one animal if it's still in good shape for another animal. If I designated an animal for carbon, lo yomer, I should use that animal for the carbon that I designated it to be used for. Vim hoyo yomer, but the Torah tells us if somebody does go ahead and do this substitution, both the original animal and this animal remains kadosh. So but that din only applies to an animal that has a kedushas haguf, and therefore the Gemara's question here is: these animals, do they receive a kedushas haguf, and therefore will be subject to the halachas of tumura, or do they not receive a kedushas haguf, and therefore are not subject to the halachas of tumura? So there's a machlokes. The first Tana says, "Oysa tumura." The Tana Kama holds that they get a kedushas haguf. There's a machloikis how to understand the Tana Kama. Some of Farshim say it works with a lomdis of migu de nachsalei kedushas adamim. Once it obtains kedushas adamim, certainly it's subject to that. Nachsalei kedushas aguf, it expands to kedushas aguf also. And other Mefarshim say that, as we will learn in the Gemara, every one of these karbonos do have, even the female of these animals have a relationship to these karbonos, because as we will explain, oila, although it's supposed to be brought from a zocher, when you bring a carbon oila from a bird, it could be in the keva. Meiser Pesach, we've discussed many times, the leftover Pesach can be brought for shlomim, and shlomim can be brought both for males and females. Meiser Osham also has that halacha. So therefore, since all of these karbonos have some relationship to karbonos that could be brought from from female, that's why the Tanakhama holds that although they shouldn't be brought from females, they get that Kedushas Haguf. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon Aymer, Loi Lasoi Aysa Tamura, if it's used for an Ayla, if it was designated for an Ayla, then it gets the Kedushas Haguf and it becomes a Tamura. The Pesachai Lashamai, but if it was designated for Pesach on Asham, there he says Ein Aysa Tamura. Rav Shimon Yehuda, I'm Mishim Rav Shimon. He has a different version of Rav Shimon. Makes no difference. Like Lasoi, Lepischoi, Lashamai. Under all circumstances, Ein Aisa Tamura, it doesn't have a Kedusha Zaguf and doesn't make a Tamura. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Yochanan, Tamad Rav Shimon. What's the reason of Rav Shimon that Rav Shimon holds that if it was designated for an Oila, it makes a Tamura? Shekem Metzinu Nekeva Ba'oif Ksheira Lava Oila. Since a female is passable to be brought as an oila, when I bring a bird as a carbon oila, therefore females do have a relationship to carbon oila, and therefore when I designated an animal which is a female, although it can never be used as a carbon oila, it does have that kedusha saguf. Vom Rav Yochanan now explains the other shita that holds that even a female designated for an oila does not get the kedusha saguf. Tamed of Shimon Yehuda. His base is like this: im min b'mina u'chalak alaf. If we have an animal which is the same type, both are males. The only difference is that there's a difference in age that prevents the kedusha from being effective. Certainly when the difference is much more distinctive, this is a male and this is a female, the Kedusha Saguf is not Chal. Where do we have a situation where we have the same animal, both are males, but there's a different difference between them that prevents the Kedusha from being Chal? Like we learned in the Braisa. Certain times, Asham Ben Shona. The Torah wants us to bring a carbon Asham for an animal which is with 1 year old, by Asham Nazir, by an Asham Mitzayra. What's going to be halacha if somebody brought a heavy ben shtayim? He brought instead an animal which is 2 years old. Or sometimes ben shtayim. The Torah specifically wants us to bring an animal which is 2 years old. That's by an Asham Me'ilis, by an Asham Shifra Charufra. In those cases, the heavy ben shana, and he brings an animal which is only 1 year old, kosher. The Balaam haven't been kind the mitzvah. Or Shimon Omer, call Atzvam and Kadoshim, the animals are not at all Kadosh. Says the Gemara. If Rav Shimon holds, I have both of these animals are males, just the wrong age, that prevents the Kedusha from being Chal. Certainly, when I have the wrong gender, where I brought a female, where I was Magdish a female, the Kedusha is not Chal. Am Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Rav Shimon, Rav Yeshua Am Mishneim Dvar Achad. Rav Shimon that we just learned, Rav Shimon according to the version of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda's version of Rav Shimon, that in the Keva never gets a Kedusha Saguf, and Rav Yeshua who we learned in our Mishnah hold the same Shita. K'maid Rav Yeshua Amar, what Rav Yeshua said in our Mishnah, Nekeva La'ayla, that if somebody designated a female, it gets a kedusha stamim. Lekevel oila lekit el hegdish stamim. Only has a kedusha stamim. Why? What's the proof that it only has a kedusha stamim? Because why did Rabbi Yeshua say in our Mishnah, if somebody designated a female, tells us Rabbi Yeshua, sell the animal and use the proceeds to buy carbon oil. Now the halacha is that any animal that has on it a kedusha saguf cannot be sold until it becomes a bamum. Yet in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua didn't require that we wait that this nekeva become a bamum. He said we could just sell it as it is. So we see that since it's a nekeva, and a nekeva cannot be used for an oila, says Rabbi Yeshua, it never gets a kedusha saguf. The same thing is what Rav Shimon says. Ken Shiva Ayman, the Ken Maliva, the Ketcher El Hagdishtamim, it only gets a Kagdishtamim, never gets a Kedusha Saguf, and that's why it can't have a Tamura. Because in Tamer, Kachi Kedusha Saguf, if you're going to say it has a Kedusha Saguf, then the halacha would be that Yiru, we have to let it graze until it becomes a Balmum. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't require that. Why? Because obviously Rabbi Yeshua holds that a Nekeva La'ayla doesn't get a Kedusha Saguf. Amir Rebbe. So Rebbe says, Ani Roya Stiver Reb Shimon Paisach. Stiver Reb Shimon Paisach. I don't agree with what Reb Shimon said regarding Pesach. Shemaisa Pesach Vashlamim. He says, since a carbon Pesach, we learned that a Maisa Pesach, we've discussed this many times, that if somebody designated by accident or not by accident two animals as a carbon Pesach, the animal that I didn't use as a Karban Pesach after Pesach is brought for a Shlomim. And as we learned, a Shlomim can come from Zachar in the Keva. So in the Keva, that was Magdish in the Keva for Karban Pesach, that Nekeva does have a relationship to Shlomim. Since it has a relationship to Shlomim, and a Shlomim can come from a Nekeva, so therefore it retains a Kedusha Saguf. And therefore, it does, even though I shouldn't have been Magdish in the Keva for Pesach, it's Bar Shlomim. So as the Mefarshim explained, there's a very fundamental difference between a Moiser Pesach and the Gemara's case here, where I designated an animal that's in the Keva for Karm Pesach. A Moiser Pesach means I designated an animal which is 100% eligible to be brought as a Karm Pesach. And then, for whatever reason, as we have learned, I didn't actually bring it for a carbon Pesach, so then halacha is a comes for a shlomim. In the case where somebody designated it in the keva, a female for carbon Pesach, that animal will be disqualified. However, the Gemara is arguing, since a carbon Pesach is related to a carbon shlomim, because Moisa Pesach is brought for shlomim, and since shlomim can be brought from in the keva, therefore, argues the Gemara, if I designated a Nekeva for Shlomim, for Pesach, it should have a Kedusha Saguf. Ask the Gemara, if you're going to follow that line of reasoning, Vilema, ain't any Roy Stivir of Shimon Ba'ashem. I don't agree with Rav Shimon Ba'ashem. Shemaisa Ashem Ba'ayla. Maisha Ashem comes as an Ayla. And an Ayla, we learned at the beginning of this Sugya, can't come from a Nekeva when it's a bird. So therefore, even if I designated a female for animal for carbon ashram, it should get a Kedusha Saguf, because a female ashram has some relationship to a carbon that could come from a female, an oiler that could come from a female bird. Amr Oven, how could you compare the two situations? Im Higdish Pesach Bar Shlomim, if somebody is Magdish Karban Pesach, it could come a Shlomim. That very animal sometimes will be a Shlomim in the case of a Moisa Pesach. Im Higdish Ashem Ba'Oila and Gufa Karv Oila. There's never going to be a situation where if somebody was Magdish on the Keva for Karban Ashram, a female animal for Karban Ashram, that it should be brought for an Ashram, because a female can never be brought for Karban Ashram. So therefore, the connection between a female and a Pesach is much stronger than the connection between a female and a carbon ashram, and therefore the designation of a female for carbon Pesach may make a Kedusha Saguf, and therefore make a Tmura, versus the connection between a Nekeva for carbon ashram, which is a lot weaker, therefore doesn't get a Kedusha Saguf, and will not make a Tmura. Says the Gemara Matligi, regarding what are they arguing, says the Machloikis, how to explain what this Gemara's question is. The Karban Eda explains that the Gemara's question is, what are the Tanakhama of Shimon arguing? Hahein ama hegdish damim hegdish. The Rav Shimon holds that the person was only magdish a kedusha damim. If he was magdish a female for a carbon that can't be brought from a female, it only obtains a kedusha damim. Hahein ama, and the Tanakhama holds hegdish tufa hegdish. Although I began with a Kedusha Stamim, like we explained before, it expands to Kedusha Saguf. The Takel Charetin says that the Gemara's question is regarding what is the machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Shimon regarding Pesach. The Reb Shimon holds it doesn't make a Tmura, and the other one holds it does make a tamura. And the tamura answers that Shimon holds that somebody who's magdish in the cave for Karan Pesach, it doesn't have a kedushas aguf, since this animal, as we explained before, will never be brought a shlamim, because this is not a Maisa Pesach, so therefore it doesn't get a kedushas aguf. And the other Tana holds that although this very animal we will never bring as a shlamim, but since Pesach is so connected to shlamim because of the halacha that Maisa Pesach goes to shlamim, since we have that connection, therefore if we designate it in the cave for Karan Pesach, it does receive a kedushas aguf. We learned in the Mishnah that when somebody was magdish all of his possessions, so Yeshua held the animals which go can be used for mizbeach, that can be used for an oiler, should be used for an oiler. The animals, the nekevis, should be sold to somebody who needs to bring a shlomim, and we should use the proceeds to buy oilers, and everything else should be used for bedek habayis. Rav Zeir b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish explains Talmud Rav Yeshua, because the pasuk says, "Dabar al Aaron v'albonov v'kol bnei Yisrael v'amata leim ish ish mibeis Yisrael ashiyakov l'Hashem oila hakol karav l'oila." Everything should be brought as an oila. Everything we should bring ultimately, every animal should ultimately be brought as an oila. L'soinchem tamim zacher, it has to be unblemished and male. Menayin afil in the kevus. Says the Gemara, how we know that even if somebody designated in the keva, it should be brought ultimately as an oiler, that means we should sell it and bring the proceeds for an oiler. Tamlam babaker, the prior adds the word babaker, the rabbis is in the cavus. Rabbi Yitzchak as a shawl, so ask Rabbi Yitzchak Belazar, ksiv zocher. The pasuk says zocher. Yet the at amrit babaker, that the word babaker comes, the rabbis is in the cavus. To say that even if I designated females, ultimately that female should be used as an oiler by selling it for shlamim and taking the proceeds and buying a carbon oiler with it. Says the Gemara, the Kavah said tamim, although the pasuk says it should be unblemished, that amrit babaker, let's say the word babaker to mean l'rabbis bali mumin, that if somebody designated even a bal mum, it should be brought as an oiler. My b'nayim, why does Rabbi Yeshua hold that the proceeds of selling the nekevis are used to purchase oilers, whereas the proceeds of selling blemished animals, Rabbi Shua will agree, goes to Bedek Habayis? Says Rav Omer, Shifka de Kat Kod Beinayim. It's a very thick stick, a weaver stick is between them. Just like such a stick is very noticeable, the division between these two questions, between these two situations, is very obvious. A nekeva can be brought as a carbon, albeit not as a carbon oiler, but it can be brought as a carbon. Therefore, we say that the nekeva has more of a connection to the mizbeach, whereas the bal mum can never be brought as a carbon. Since it can never be brought as a carbon, therefore we treat it that it should be used for bedek habayis and not for kabbonis.